This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The suspect in Sunday's attack in Boulder is due back in court on Thursday, and more state and federal charges could come this week. CPR's Allison Sherry tells NPR that so far authorities believe he acted alone.
He told them he'd been planning the attack for a year and that he told no one about it. He actually waited for his high school daughter's graduation and then did it. Mm. He had five children and a wife. He lived in Colorado Springs. He left them a journal and a phone with messages for them. And the feds on Monday say they've talked to 44 people, searched the house and digital devices, but we don't have much information about what they've found yet.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry. A federal defamation trial begins in Denver this week, brought by a former Dominion Voting Systems employee. He argues he was falsely accused by a prominent supporter of President Trump of rigging the 2020 presidential election. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
In 2020, Eric Coomer was the director of product strategy and security for the Denver-based election equipment company. He sued for defamation after he found himself at the center of right-wing conspiracies, alleging that he personally helped rig the 2020 presidential election for Joe Biden. He received death threats and was forced into hiding. The defendant in the case is Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and a prominent spreader of election conspiracy claims. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado has a new tool for encouraging the expansion of wireless infrastructure into undercovered areas. Under a new state law, counties, special districts, and school districts can offer property tax relief to businesses and help expand cell and broadband coverage. Colorado has a long list of canyons and passes it would like to see prioritized for service. This is CPR News in KRCC.